Well, once again, I'm Jason Upton here on the Afternoon News, and joining us live on the phone today is Bob Inglis. He's an executive director of Republican.org. That's Republican with E-N ending that. He's a major conservative voice advocating for action on climate change. Bob's also a former congressional representative in South Carolina, where he was also a member of the Energy and Environment on the House Science Committee. He's wrapping up his time in Bellingham today after speaking at Western Washington University. Thanks so much for joining us today, Bob. Really appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Jason. Thanks.
Yeah, so could you start out by just giving a little bit of background on yourself? What did you do in the House of Representatives, and how did it inform your attitude towards climate change?
Well, you know, the first 6 years I was in Congress, I said that climate change was nonsense. All I knew is that Al Gore was for it, so I was against it. Okay, that's pretty ignorant, but that's the way it was my first 6 years. Then I was out of Congress 6 years doing commercial real estate law, had the opportunity to run again for the same seat in 04. And our son came to us that year. He was just voting for the first time, just turned 18. And so he said, "I'll vote for you, Dad, but you'll clean up your act on the environment." So that was an important step one, Jason, and a metamorphosis for me is my son's commitment to the issue and wanting me to come around to Inglis 2.0, he said, a new and improved version. Step two is going to Antarctica at the Science Committee, and then step three was another Science Committee trip, and really some of a spiritual awakening with a Aussie climate scientist told me about how he was trying to love God and love people by making conservation changes in his life. And so that turned me into this guy that's working on a revenue-neutral, border-adjustable carbon tax, you know, and revenue-neutral means cutting taxes somewhere else, payroll taxes, putting a tax on pollution instead, and border-adjustable means applying it at our borders so that we get China and other countries in on the deal.
So you changed your stance on this, you know, while you were running for Congress, as you noted. Did you get any blowback from other members of your party or people who had previously supported you when you did this?
Well, in a way, I'm the worst commercial for this because it actually got me tossed out of Congress. That plus some other heresies against what was the temporary orthodoxy of the Tea Party in 2010. And so, but I'm out now to help conservatives see that there really is a free enterprise solution to climate change. That what it really is about is just bringing accountability for emissions, and then leaving people, individuals, in freedom to choose among products with being able to see that the greener, cleaner stuff is actually cheaper if you make the dirty stuff accountable. But it has to be done, I believe, in a way that also reduces payroll taxes so you don't hurt poor people, for one thing, with the carbon tax, and the other is so you don't grow the government. And then the really important thing is to apply it to imports so that we really can get the world in that way, using the power of access to the American market to draw them in to the same kind of thing.
So what do you mean when you say holding the dirty stuff accountable?
Well, it's like this. You know, you go to the grocery store tonight and you're looking for paper plates or plastic plates for an event you've got. Right now, they're about the same price. Maybe the plastic's a little bit more expensive. But if you put on a carbon tax and cut payroll taxes, so you go to the grocery store the day after tomorrow when we've done that, you got a bigger paycheck in your pocket. So you got more money. But you go there, the paper plate has gone up a little bit because, you know, got some chainsaw gas and things like that. But the plastic plate, wow, it's gone up because it's all petroleum, all natural gas all the time. And when you bring that accountability for those emissions, you're looking at the choice you've got there in the grocery store with your bigger paycheck because you got a cut in payroll taxes. And you're deciding between the greener, cleaner paper or the dirty, made accountable plastic. And, of course, we're for freedom at republican.org. If you just like plastic for some reason, like the way that the food falls off of it when you tip the plate down or something, you know, if you just love plastic plates, go ahead and buy them. But if you're cheap like me, most people, you're probably going to keep that bigger paycheck in your pocket and pick up the paper plates, not the plastic ones. And that'll happen on every shelf in the store. And then through the border adjustment, it's happening around the world, and 8 billion people are properly incentivized. They're just seeing accountability in action.
So what do you see as a major roadblock for those who are still non-believers or against taking a big response to climate change?
You know, I think it's that we haven't heard from people who we think are like us and that like us. It's sort of a connection problem. We're not that's what we live to do at republicen.org. We live to say to fellow conservatives, hey, you know what? We can avoid a lousy regulatory solution. We can avoid these fickle tax incentives if we just step forward with this really robust free enterprise solution that has a chance of really getting the whole world in on this thing. And the key, Jason, is it wouldn't take any international agreement, no bowing and scraping at the UN, no protracted negotiations. Just this bold move by the United States that says, we're going to act on climate change, and China, you're probably going to find it in your interest to do the same thing. But if you don't want to, keep on paying our carbon tax. We got a terrible deficit and awful debt. They're probably going to find it in their interest to do the same thing because they want access to the American market, and they don't like the idea of paying our carbon tax. They want to collect it themselves.
So how do you see this all factoring into the presidential election coming up this November?
Well, I think neither of them want to talk about this topic. Neither Joe Biden nor Donald Trump want to talk about this kind of revenue neutral. That means you cut taxes somewhere else. Border adjustable, that means you apply it at the borders, carbon tax. It's not the top of the list in terms of voter concerns, maybe, or voter interests. It takes some education, really, and that's what we're out to do at republicen.org. We're conservatives who care about climate change, and we're not alone, thankfully. We're a growing number of eco-right, we call them, groups. Eco-right is a balance to the environmental left, and so a growing number of groups that are saying, hey, free enterprise can solve this. If you just put the cost in on all the fuels, eliminate all the subsidies, don't grow the government, and then let's see about getting the world in on it.
All right. Well, that was former Congressman Bob Inglis, a major conservative voice advocating for more action on climate change. You can learn more about him and his advocacy group on republicen.org. Thanks so much for your time today, Bob. We really appreciate it.
Great to be with you, Jason. Thanks.